Rabbosai, we're really starting with Masechta Pesachim. Till now we were sort of off on a tangent figuring out what R means. So the word Vahashta is very appropriate for us, because Vahashta means now. And now means for us that we're at a turning point where we can start Masechta Pesachim on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. So you'll count down approximately, shall we say, 12, maybe 15 lines from the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. You'll see the two dots. And then Vahashta. How are you, Mitch? Vahashta, the Kaimalon, now that we've came to the conclusion. We've come to the conclusion, to Lekuli Alma, that even though Rav Huna misled us, sort of, we got thrown for a loop, and he said that R means Nagi, which is Yom, but it was a euphemism for night. So Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, whether it's Rav Huna and certainly Rav Yehuda, that Or Urtahu, that when we read the Mishnah says that we're obligated to Bedikas Chametz, it's referring to the night going into Yudalit, the night of Erev Pesach. And on that night we have to check for Chametz. So now the Gemara wants to investigate, why is it that the nighttime was chosen for Bedikas Chametz? Why does it have to be the nighttime? Now, just by way of introduction, Chametz becomes Chametz and has to be kept away from midday, according to the Torah law, on Yudalit. So it doesn't seem to make any sense that we should begin, I would say, let's call it 18 hours earlier, meaning the night going into Yudalit. Why should it be so far in advance, way before the Isur Chametz? Now, let's assume that Bedikas Chametz itself will take you an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, how long it takes you, depending on how thorough of a job you do and how large are your homes. But nevertheless, to say that you have to start the night before in order to make sure that by midday the next day you won't have Chametz. And not only that, even if you want to say that we have to worry about what's called Chametz Derabbanan, right? There are two categories of Chametz as far as the Isur Chametz is concerned. One is Doraisa, that takes place at midday. And then we have Chametz Derabbanan, which means we add an hour, we add 2 hours, so it's not a perfect day. You might have to cease owning Chametz by 11 o'clock in the morning, maybe even as early as 10 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be a Machlokas Tanoim later on. But nevertheless, even if you want to say that the Chametz has to be out of your possession as early as 10 o'clock in the morning, that doesn't mean that therefore you should have to make a Bedikah the night before. So the Gemara analyzes this. This is all part of the Kasha of the Gemara. Michti, let's look at it. Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbi Meir. Later on in Daf Yud Aleph, the Mishnah is going to record a Machlokas Tanoim with regard to when the Isur Chametz begins, whether it's 1 hour before Chatzos Hayom, midday, or 2 hours before Chatzos Hayom. But Chametz ain't a Asur. Chametz itself, on a Doraisa level, is not prohibited. Ela Mishesh Shos Ulamala. It's only from the end of the sixth hour, which means from midday. Is Nivdok, why don't we do the Bedika B'Shis? Now the word Shis here, which literally means the sixth hour, means the beginning of the sixth hour. So let's take a quick look at Rashi over here. Rashi says the following. If you could look for a Rashi that starts Bein L'Rabbi Meir, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda. It's about, I would say, two-thirds of the way down. It's still in the thin, skinny lines of Rashi, but about 15 lines before the end of the skinny lines. The Iflugu v'masnisen, there's going to be a machlokas later on in the Mishnah, Bar Chaka, the Ovid Rabbanon le'oraisa. How far did the Rabbanon go, meaning earlier than Chatzos Hayom, to be Marchikas Adam in Avera, in order to separate you and make sure that there's a buffer zone that you shouldn't violate the Isur Torah with Chatzos, with midday on Erev Pesach? Do you have to be Marchik 1 hour, or do you have to be Marchik 2 hours? The Gemara is going to have a little discussion there about witnesses when they testify. How much of a leeway do we have? Let's say one witness testifies that it took place at 3 o'clock. The other says it took place at 5 o'clock. So there's a discrepancy of 2 hours. can we assume that since they were both looking at the sun, but it was a cloudy day, maybe they would have made a mistake of up to 2 hours? So too, a person could make a mistake on Erev Pesach, and he might think that that 12 noon is much later on. Maybe he'll identify midday as what really is in truth 2 o'clock. So we have to give him a two-hour buffer zone. But nevertheless, on a Doraisa level, Chomitzeinu Osim in HaTorah. Okay, now here you have to underline the next two words in Rashi, Bibal Yiroah. Okay, this is a very heavy Rashi here. Nobody understands what Rashi means by this, but we'll get back to that in a minute. Uba Achila. Oh, that we understand very well. Ela Misheshos, Misha Avru Sheshos. So Rashi adds the word Misha Avru to tell you that when we say Sheshos, we mean on a Doraisa level at the end of the 6th hour. So the 6th hour has already passed, we're midday. And at that point, the Torah prohibits you, according to Rashi, both in Achila and even in Bal Yiroah, which means in ownership over your chametz. So Belinetta will talk about this Rashi, because again, anyone who's anybody amongst the Rishonim and jumps on this Rashi, we don't have any source for the fact that Bal Yiroah begins midday. The basic derivation, as Rashi points out in the next line, is Kidiyolif Lekaman. This is going to be the Sugyan Daf Hei. And the Gemara is going to derive midday min ach chilek. That the word ach in the pasuk ach bayom arishon tashbisu si'ar mibateichem. The Torah says destroy chametz. And the introductory word is ach chilek. Chilek means take the day of Yom HaRishon. Yom HaRishon in this case, believe it or not, means the 14th. That's going to be a whole issue on Daf Hei. But let's assume that the Gemara somehow convinces us that Yom HaRishon in that pasuk, Tashbisu B'Yom HaRishon, means on the 14th of Nisan. And Ach by Yom HaRishon means chilek, split the day into two parts. Then Rashi quotes another pasuk.
Daylight hours.
Right. Again, I don't know the sugyan daf hey, but yeah, that makes sense what you're saying. But be that as it may, what we're doing is we're setting up the Issa Doraisa from the Pasuk Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. The Pasuk doesn't mention Bal Yiroah, Bal Yimotze. And if you remember when we first started learning Pesachim, what was that, about 2 weeks ago, my introduction, I said that there are two dimensions to ownership on Chametz. One is Tashbisu, which is a positive mitzvah saseh, that you have to get rid of your Chametz. And the other is Bal Yiroah, Bal Yimotze, you're not allowed to own the chametz. You can't possess the chametz. The Torah joins you on the two different lavim, and we'll have to explain why too, from owning chametz. If Rashi had mentioned Tashbisu, and Rashi had told me that chametz, as far as the mitzvah say, begins with chatzos, midday on Erev Pesach, then nicha, that would have made sense. But Rashi says the Bal Yiroah, Bal Yimotze, that the Isser ownership over Pesach, as a lav, is engendered by Chatzos Hayom, by midday, that we have no source for that. And the difference between Tashbisu as an essay and Bal Yiroah as a losus is a very fundamental issue. But in any event, Rashi goes on record as saying that the Torah prohibits ownership over Pesach from midday. And that's a Doraisa on the Bal Yiroah. So comes along Rashi and he says that once you've derived the Doraisa is midday, then do a bedika around that time, or at least, you know, I guess give yourself enough time to finish your bedika by that moment in time. Maybe you have to add a little time also for Sreifas Chametz, for destroying your Chametz. So in the next Rashi says, Nivdo Chametz B'tchila Sheish. So give yourself an extra hour. V'kodem Isuro, and before the Shas Isu, which is at the end of the 6th hour. Yivarenu, you'll destroy it. And here Rashi reformulates the Gemara's kasha. Lovely lakdume kulehai. Why is it necessary to start the bedikas chametz process so early? So early. In other words, if your goal is to make sure that your house is chametz free midday, because that's what the Torah insists upon, so you don't violate a law, give yourself an hour before that moment of chatzos, before chametz becomes asur, and during that hour you'll do your bedika. But now you're telling me I'm going to go all the way to the night before, and I'm going to make my bedika a full, I think it would be tell me if I'm wrong about this, 18 hours before the Isur Chometz. Again, on a perfect day, I'm not going into Shalos Manios now. Now Rashi asks a different kasha. Well, why did the Gemara wait until Daf Dalet to raise this issue? We read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, So on the Mishnah itself, we should have asked this question, raised this objection. Why do you have to do the Bedika at the night of Yudalit? Bishlema Iar Yamamahu. If we would have taken Rav Huna literally, that when he said that Ar Nagi, he meant literally day. You could say at what hour of the day the Masnisanam Vishesh Kalmar. So if R means the day, we could push in that R means midday or an hour before midday. You know, it doesn't specify Aval Hashem, but now that you're telling me that even according to Rav Huna, everybody agrees that it's Laila, Tikshan, now we have a problem. Why do we have to go all the way back to the nighttime in order to make sure that by midday, at 12 noon, we don't have Chometz in our possession? Okay. V'chi tema. Now the Gemara offers an answer which it completely rejects. And that is reason makdimim lemitzvahs. Okay. So now what the Gemara is entertaining is the possibility that reason makdimim lemitzvahs means that we got to go back to the Lila beforehand, because we want to show our eagerness, our alacrity in doing this mitzvah. Does anybody, again, if you've seen the next piece of Gemara, don't even bother answering my question, because then you know the answer. But if you haven't seen the next piece of Gemara, does anybody know from whence we derive Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvahs?
Avram Avinu.
Excellent. Because Avram Avinu, now, when we say Avram Avinu, we mean one of two things. I mean, we definitely mean Avram Avinu. But what episode in Avram Avinu's life?
Akedah.
Well, it could be the Akedah, or it could be
Milah.
Correct. And that's what we're going to see here as we go along. But in any event, the Gemara is going to say the following, that even if I assume that we could derive Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvahs, so let's say, for example, the mitzvah could have been fulfilled later on in the day, right? Milah, for example, the whole Yom HaShemini is kosher of Milah until nighttime. And in the case of the Akedah, we'll see exactly when Avram Avinu went out on the derech, you know, hit the road to go to the Akedah. But nevertheless, there was no need for Avram Avinu to go back to the Lila before. That early, we wouldn't do it. Now, in the case of Milah, that's going to be a problem, because there's not even a habamina that you can do meal at night. The Torah says biyom. Biyom means yom v'lo laila. I guess you have to add a yud, Asher. You may, right? You may. Okay. So the Gemara says, v'chi teimen, if you'll argue zrizin makdimim lemitzvahs. So let me just add a little bit of my own here, and you know, you could either take it or leave it. What I think the Gemara means here is that maybe zrizin means go back to the beginning of the calendar day. If the Torah says that chometz is awesome, you got to get rid of it at midday, let's go back to the beginning of the day. If I want to prove, I want to demonstrate that I'm a zariz, I'm going to go back to the beginning of the day. So when is the early, when does day, when, again, it's a little confusing because in English it's hard to make this distinction, but when we're talking about the halachic entity of a yom, which is made up of both Laila and yom, then when does that entity emerge? When is the first? At night. So maybe, again, I'm just adding something. I don't see anybody saying it, but maybe it's intelligent. I don't know. That maybe when the Gemara thinks that we should be that we should apply the principle of Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvahs to justify why early our boss are both kimisachomis the night before, maybe what the Gemara has in mind is that Yudalid becomes an entity. Whenever the Torah tells you within a certain calendar date at point T1, that point specific time, you have to fulfill a mitzvah on that date, then Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvahs will tell you to go back to the beginning of the date. And the beginning of that date is Laila. And the Gemara is now going to fight against that. And the Gemara is going to try to prove that there is no such halacha that Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvahs forces us to go back as early as the nighttime. But there was a havamina in the Gemara that maybe the reason why we want to begin Bedika as early as the night going into the 14th is because there's a chalashem yudalit. You know, the Torah has given the status of the 14th of Nisan as a special day for many, many different mitzvahs. And one of them is not to have chametz in your possession and to get rid of the chametz. And even if you don't accept Rashi, that midday generates Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze, but certainly generates Tashbis in the midst of destroying Chametz. So if it's on that day, it's called in the Torah's language Bayom HaRishon. And as I said to you before, the Gemara Daf Hey is going to offer many, many different proofs that Yom HaRishon here means Yudalid B'Nisan. So Yom HaRishon equals Yudalid. Let's go back to the beginning of Yudalid. When does Yudalid emerge? With the night before. Now this is fascinating, Rabosa, because in this Havamina, when we open up the first Mishnah in Psachim, Orli Arbos, or Bodkim is HaChametz, Lora Ner, what word or concept underlies the Mishnah according to this Havamina? Why Orli Arbos, or Bodkim is HaChametz? The answer is Zrizus, correct? According to this Havamina of the Gemara. Again, the Gemara is going to reject this, but I'm just trying to understand the Havamina. Now, when you read Orli Arbos or Bodkim is HaChametz, etc., what impression do you get? When you read any Mishnah, all of Ashas, whenever the Mishnah tells you that on this particular time, you're obligated in the mitzvah.
It's the basic
halacha. It's the basic chiyuv. It's not zrizim. You know, this is a real jump, you know, to... You know, it's almost like the Gemara is stretching out for a straw, you know, a piece of straw over here, because out of desperation, if we can't justify why Bedik is so early, so far removed in the early sense from the Zman of Tashbisu, then we're going to have to introduce Rizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. Vushtetos, where does it say that in the Mishnah? I read the Mishnah 50 times, I didn't see any clue that we're talking about Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. What Mishnah in Shas will set up a time period for a mitzvah and tell you that you have to do it at that time because it's Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs? Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs means that once you have a time period, then figure out within that time period when you could express your eagerness and try to do it as early as possible. But that the Mishnah should formulate for all people at all times, you know, an absolute uniform chiyuv of bodkim l'sachametz when orli arbos, so because it's reason, the Mishnah could have said the following: bodkim l'sachametz b'shashishes b'tchila shashishes v'hazrizim akdivim l'laila. I don't even know if I would have been happy with that, because I don't know if the Mishnah in every single halacha throughout Shas has to give me a recommendation for zrizim akdivim l'mitzvahs. You know, is it going to tell you that eat the matzah on Leil HaPesach anytime after Tzeis, but if you want to be Zaris, eat at Tzeis, you know, or something like that.
Well, why shouldn't the Mishnah give you the ideal time?
Because Rizim Akdim LeMitzvahs is very much subjective. You know, it's not, the Mishnah can give you the parameters of within what, you know, with the bookends, you know, you can the earliest time to be Mekayim Mitzvah is this, the Chiyuv is this, and the latest time is this time. But the Mishnah will say, now the ball's in your court. Figure out within that time period when you want to be a Zoriz. Bechlal, I don't even know what Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs is. Is that a Mida Tova, Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs, or is it Halacha? Can I require you to fulfill a mitzvah with Zrizus?
That means everybody would have to get up at night to
daven. Maybe. There may be other reasons why everyone else has to get up at night. That's not doing Zrizus. But I don't want to get into that now, because Mutav Shiyu Shogig. But no, I mean, those who push on Nates. I mean, I just recently heard somebody in Toronto told me that his Rebbe gave a shiur that if it was a choice between Hanates and going to Tefillah B'Tzibur, he definitely pushes Hanates. But let's not get off on a tangent on Hanates. All I'm trying to suggest is that I'm not 100% sure what Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs is. If you've ever learned even parts of a book called Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal has an entire series of chapters called Zrizus, and all that is about midos, is about, you know, our expressing our eagerness to fulfill God's will and taking the first opportune moment that we have. But it doesn't mean that I can force you to be Makai the mitzvah Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. For example, if let's say you had a choice between mitzvah Bo Yosef Vivishlucho and Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs, a gigantic issue in the poskim. So for example, if I send you to do the mitzvah, you can do it at the earliest possible time. So I'm a Kayim Zrizus through your agency. But on the other hand, I forfeit mitzvah Bo Yosef Vishlucho. So how do I weigh this out? You know, is mitzvah Bo... So many of the poskim will tell you that mitzvah Bo Yosef Vishlucho is inherent in the mitzvah itself. Zrizus is a very nice embellishment of the mitzvah.
Does Zrizus mean enthusiasm or early enthusiasm?
It means enthusiasm. I think in English, the translation, I'm not a bucky in English, is alacrity, which means a certain kind of a push, an urgency because of my excitement. You know, I don't want to imagine if you were getting married on a certain day, you know, you're counting off the days to your wedding. You know, then the day comes, you want to rush to the wedding, you know. You don't want to miss that first opportunity. The question is if you do the same thing on your 25th anniversary. Or on the 50th anniversary. But hopefully, Ritz Hashem, love grows even more fonder with time. And the relationship gets even more and more intense. But all I'm trying to point out is that if you would have asked me, what is Rizus? I would have told you, Rizus is a very nice Midah Tova. You know, you want to express to Hashem how much you're an Eved Hashem and everything that means anything to you, serving Hashem, you do it with Rizus. But that the Mishnah should have to tell you that Orli Arbas or Bod Kimas HaChometz Lara Ner, that's the time for Vedika. When the real time for Vedika is an hour before Chatzos. Very difficult to understand the Gemara's thinking here, even in the Havamim. Again, the sugya, by the way, is not at all about that. You know, the sugya is going to be about how early should a person be involved in Zrizus. You know, if you have a mitzvah during the day, you want to start with daybreak, but you go back to the night before, and that's what the Gemara is going to analyze with Avraham Avinu and how early is Zrizus Makdim LeMitzvos. But you know, the Gemara doesn't object on a more, what I consider more simple level, like, why are you hitting me with Zrizus? I mean, the Mishnah's not talking about Zrizus.
You continue right as I have Zrizus any time of the
stretch
of the spectrum of time.
Excellent. Zrizus would probably be as long as I add another moment of time before the actual chiyuv, meaning if I get involved in a mitzvah and I start 1 minute early, obviously the more Zrizus that I have, the greater. But you're right, there's no minimum of Zrizus. Like, for example, in Hidur Mitzvah, Zeh Kelim Yam Veyus, I have to buy a nice Esrei. So the Gemara vacillates back and forth. You know, how much should I spend in order to upgrade my Esrei? You know, is it Shlish? Is it Shlish Mil Go? Shlish Mil Bar? It's all Sugi Babu Kam. So these are all issues. But as far as the basic Kiyum of Hidur, if I have two Esrogim in front of me, and one costs 100, and the other costs 110, and it's... hopefully it's more beautiful, and I spend the extra 10 shekel or $10, then I was Mekayim Hidur Mitzvah. How far should I go with Hidur Mitzvah? Up to a third of its value and so forth, but any embellishment to the mitzvah is already Hidur Mitzvah.
I'm saying if you have a Kriya Shema between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., and you say Kriya Shema at 8 o'clock with Zrizu, that's also Zrizu.
Ah, you're talking about the attitude, meaning right. His attitude. Yeah, but that's not what this sugya is about. This sugya is about a different form of Zrizut. You're right. And if it was only a matter of my attitude, that for sure would be just Midos. That would not come under any halachic discussion. But we're talking about time periods, you know, and that's another dimension of Zrizut. Is that built into the mitzvah? Is it halachic? Is it something that I can almost force you to do? Or is it just simply another expression of my attitude? You know, the fact that I started early. This Gemara would seem to assume and point us in a direction which is very revolutionary, that Zrizim is really something that's built into the halacha. So, Rabos, I'll give you an example of what I have in mind. Michael, you're learning Menachos, right?
Yeah.
So in Masechta Menachos, I don't know if you got up to a parak called Rabbi Yishmael. You finished. So definitely got up to Rabbi Yishmael. So in Perek Rabbi Yishmael, the Gemara has a discussion about a different principle, but it's very, very similar to our principle, and that's called Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And this has to do with what's called Hekter Chalovim Veivarim. There are parts of the Karban that are brought on the Mizbech even into the night. All the Avodah, with the exception of this one, is done during the day. As I always say, the Beis HaMikdash is closed for business at night. But that's not exactly so, because the Hekter Chalov Eivarim is going on at night. The Torah allows, for the sake of an Ola Shabbos, to override the Shabbos. There are a whole bunch of Malachas involved in preparing a Karban. And now the Gemara wants to know, well, what about Hekter Chalom Veivorim? Would that override the Shabbos? That's also a Malach of Havara. So the Gemara raises the following objection. Well, wait a second. Why should that override the Shabbos? Why does he just simply postpone it until Motzei Shabbos? after he makes Havdolah, he can get onto the Mizbeach and be Machter the Chalom Neivorim, which is kosher even at night. Why should you deliberately violate the Shabbos when you don't have to do so? And the Gemara answers a very strange answer, because a chaviva mitzvah b'shaito. It's best to do the mitzvah in its time. Which means that the time factor of chalom v'evarim is during the day. You know, there's a fallback position that the Torah allows you, if need be, that you makter it at night. So all the Rishonim asked the following question, you know, chaviva mitzvah shaita is a very nice principle, but it doesn't override the Shabbos. Just because you want to show your chavivas of a mitzvah, that doesn't override the Shabbos. And the conclusion that you derive from this sugya is that chaviva mitzvah shaita defines the zman mitzvah. Even though, again, the zman mitzvah in the case of Hector Chalom Vevarim includes even what?
Day.
Even Lila. So really, that's also part of the extended zman. But now we're setting up the the Iker zman mitzvah. And that's going to be when? During the day. So it's very interesting, because if we were to make the following equation, very tenuous equation, that chaviva mitzvah shaita is the same as rizam akdimul mitzvahs, or conceptually it's very similar, then we're saying that's something about the mida of zrizus. Zrizus is a very nice mida, but that's not going to override the Shabbos. If chaviva mitzvah shaita overrides the Shabbos, it means we're setting up the zman hamitzvah based on that halacha of chaviva mitzvah shaita. And here too, in the case of Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvah, this becomes the Zman HaMitzvah. So the Gemara is saying the following, that if Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvah encompasses the whole day of Yudalin, and when does Yudalin begin? At night, then that is the Zman HaMitzvah. Zrizim defines the Zman HaMitzvah, expanding the Zman HaMitzvah. So the Gemara says, name. Nivdok Mitzafra. What do you say, Mike?
You're not expanding it. You're just moving it to the earliest possible time.
Again, but if that be the case, then my objection is, again, you don't have to feel for me, you know, it's a question of whether you identify with my feelings, that why would the Mishnah be telling you, you know, that you can start at an earlier time, you know, and that would be recommended.
Because that's when you can start.
But why would the Mishnah tell you that? Is there anywhere else in Shas where you find such a thing? I don't think this ain't a domolo, meaning this is not the rule, this is just the exception to it. What we're familiar with, what we're comfortable with, is that the Mishnah tells me when is the time for a mitzvah. It doesn't tell you when you could be Mekayim Zrizus and be a Zoriz, unless, and again, Michael, you don't have to accept even a word that's coming out of my mouth. I'm just suggesting that maybe what the Gemara is doing is it's equating Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvahs with Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And what Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita means, even though you have two time periods, and you can certainly be Mekayim the Mitzvah in the later time period, but the Iker time period is the first time period. And that's engraved in the Mitzvah itself, because otherwise it would not override the Shabbos. And the Gemara's Havamina would be much more logical, that instead of being overriding the Shabbos for the sake of Hekter Chalom Vevarim, wait till after Shabbos. And you'll fulfill the mitzvah. But the Gemara says, "Nay, although that's the expanded period of time, but because of chavivas hamitzvah, that's not the eager period of time. And the Torah allows you, within the context of Ola Shabbos, to override the Shabbos. This Ola Shabbos includes Hekter Chalav Vevarim. Even though Hekter Chalav Vevarim is the one part of the Avodas HaKorban that can be fulfilled after Shabbos. But nevertheless, it's built into the mitzvah itself. I don't know if you're following me. So I'm suggesting that maybe the Gemara here understood that Zrizus is also built into the mitzvah. That the Iker Zman HaMitzvah should begin nighttime, because that's when Yudalit emerges, and that's called Zrizim Akdimim LeMitzvahs. And if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah at the earliest possible time, then just like in Hekter Chalov, we had the fallback position of Laila, here too we have the fallback position of 1 day, 1 hour before Chatzos, meaning Tchilashe.
And if you follow that, and if you say that, are you saying that that would apply to every mitzvah?
Yeah, to every mitzvah. That the Zman HaMitzvah begins at the earliest time within a time period. So for example, if I would tell you that Mila is a mitzvah by Yom, then I'm going to ask you, when does the Yom emerge? And if you'll tell me Yom emerges with Amud HaShachar or with HaNetzach HaMa, we have to see, then that's the time of, that's the Iker time of the mitzvah. This could have tremendous repercussions because you're waiting, you know, let's say you have two, how do you say in English, ulamot, you know, halls, right?
Yeah,
I'm looking for a word before the word hall. A something hall.
Banquet
hall, a simcha hall, a celebration hall. Anyway, there's a word I'm looking for. So let's say you had a choice of two halls. One hall is taken at 8 a.m. and the other one is free at 8 a.m. You would rather take the one at 8 a.m., but it's already taken. Somebody booked, you know, this fellow's wife gave birth to a boy an hour before your daughter gave birth to a or your wife gave birth to a boy. So they already hopped. They immediately after the boy was born, or maybe they knew the boy was going to be a boy, and they called up the Ulam Smachot and they booked it for 8 a.m. So you're in trouble. You would rather do it there. So they tell you, come back at 12 noon, because by then we'll clean up for the first bris. Should you do that, or should you go to a hall which is not as beautiful for the sake of Zriza Makdim, because they could have the bris at 8 o'clock in the morning? Do you hear what I'm saying? If Zriza is just a Midah Tova, then why would I give up a more beautiful hall for the sake of a Midah Tova? I have very good justification why I'm postponing. You know, in Levaya, for example, Lahavdil, I'm going from Simcha to the opposite, but this question comes up all the time. How long are you going to postpone a Levaya for the sake of
relatives
or Rabbonim, or, you know, somebody's coming from abroad, you know. Yeah. Here in Yerushalayim, for example, they take this Zriza Makdil Mitzvah to the extreme as far as Levaya is concerned. Like, if you go with the Chevra Kadisha and you take their mandates, you know, their requirements, then you're not going to postpone the Levaya for anything. Nothing. My mother passed away at 9 a.m. She was already buried by 12 noon. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, that's what the Prushim do here in Yerushalayim. You know, there's no such thing as postponing. In America, who knows what goes on? You know, they'll wait even a day, I think, for somebody to come in from out of town. So again, these are issues that really touch on how to understand a time period when the Torah gives you a time period to fulfill a mitzvah. Again, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but this is a very heavy issue in contemporary poskim, and that's about postponing having children. You know, a couple gets married and they want to postpone having children. Again, there are 50 million considerations here. There are elements here that go, you know, we can talk about this till Mashiach comes. But one of the issues is, how do you view the mitzvah period of Arivia? If it's an urgent mitzvah, Zriza Makdil mitzvah means you have to fill it now, then there's no postponement. Could be after they have a boy and a girl, then the halacha becomes more liberal. Maybe. My Rebbe wasn't even liberal in that case. He was mamish a machmir gadol on this whole issue. So if anybody asked the question to Rav Soloveitchik about using contraceptives, he used to basically say, go ask somebody else, because you don't want to hear what I have to say about it. He felt that contraception really just, again, unless it's medically, you know, required, but otherwise it's, you're playing God. You know, God told us to have children, and that's... But in any event, but for those who are a little bit more laid back about contraception, the question is how we view period of Arivia. Is it immediate? Is it urgent? Or, you know, when you get a chance, you know, somewhere, sometime before you leave this world, you'll have a boy and a girl. But what's pushing you? You know, so again, as I say, the question here in this Gemara, if you accept the Havamina of the Gemara, that the Gemara thinks that early Arbos or Bodkim as Achomets is because it's Zriza Makdim LeMitzvahs, we are on there. You know, you're going back to the night before, and the Mishnah is formulating the Zmana Mitzvah. That could have tremendous halachic repercussions in many, many different areas. So the Gemara says, nein, that can't be it. Why? Because Nivdok Mitzafra. Now, there are two ways I can interpret this Gemara. The Gemara says, why don't you make the Bedika with daybreak? There's no need to go back to the Lila. Is the Gemara saying A or B? Is the Gemara saying that all you need to fulfill Zriza Makdim LeMitzvahs is to go earlier to the morning? You don't have to go back to the night. Or is the Gemara saying something much more far-reaching? What would be the other alternative, Rabbi Osai? Again, alternative number one is to interpret the Gemara that you don't have to go all the way to the night. You know what? You want to be Makayim Zriza Makdim Mitzvahs? Why should I push you and twist your arm to go back to the night? Do it in the morning.
Well, why? I don't understand that at all.
Well, we're going to see as the Gemara is going to prove it, but I'm just saying, can you offer me another possible explanation of this Gemara? When the Gemara says, Nivok Mitzafra.
I suppose it's easier to do it during the day, isn't it?
No, but I'm asking, can you get one interpretation is, you know what, how much earlier do you have to go? And you're not required to go before the morning. Wouldn't that be a simple pshat in the Gemara?
Right.
Can you offer me another much more far-reaching understanding of the Gemara, much more profound understanding of the Gemara? I have no proof for it, but I'm just saying, in terms of theoretical possibilities. Nobody sees where I'm going with this. Let me ask you a question.
Another reason for, because if the reason, maybe you could look at what's the reason for aura level. If you're saying the night before, maybe we have some other different reason for the night before. Because if it's really Zrizmat Dimim, then I would have done what usually is the morning would have been more logical. You're saying, but
here's the question I'm asking you, Usher. Is the Gemara saying that we'd be satisfied if we started in the morning? And that would be fine, that would be okay for Zrizos Makdim Mitzvos. Or can you go even a step further?
Zrizos means the morning.
Abby, I'm trying to push you a little bit here. Maybe what the Gemara means by Nivdok Mitzafra is that if you begin before Tzafra, that's not a mitzvah at all. What am I trying to say? It's not just, you know, we're okay, we're satisfied, Yashakayach, you started as early as the morning. What the Gemara is saying is we need what's called Siruf. Okay, Don is not here, so maybe I don't have to write it on the board. But when Don is here, this is a word I would write on the board. Siruf means that, you know, Zrizus is very nice, but you can't start, you know, start a year in advance. You know, because a year in advance, nobody, not yourself and certainly not the onlooker, could get a clue. We could quote, you know, we could quote the Gemara in Shabbos about Ner Chanukah, Hekera. You know, there's got to be some Hekera. Hekera means that I'm starting the mitzvah early. But how early is early? You know, I'm going to start the mitzvah Ner Chanukah on Tu B'Shvat. Again, whatever that means. I'm just giving you a saber to ozen. I mean to say, at some point, the time period is so far removed that it can't be Zrizos Makdim
Mitzvos. So circa 30 days.
So that's what I'm wondering. If you go with the first pshat, then you're saying all of the 14th is considered the day of the mitzvah. If you go with the second pshat, the Gemara is saying is that the day itself has to be split into two halves. There's one half that starts with daybreak, and the other half doesn't belong to the 14th as far as the mitzvah.
Why does it have to be?
Because the whole mitzvah is achilek. Take the day, which means the 12 hours of daylight, and split it into half. And we can now add the first half because it's Zrizos Makdim Mitzvos. But if you go back to night, then as far as the mitzvah Tashbisu is concerned, the night is not related to the day. I'll give you an example. Let's say in Mikra Megillah, we have two entities. You know, we have a 24-hour period, but it's split into two entities. We have the day and we have the night. The daytime is what's called, again, I don't want to get off on a tangent, it's an hour's discussion, but the daytime is called Nidivrei Kabbalah, which is a very high-powered mitzvah. It's almost like a Doraisa. The nighttime is the Takana of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which was many, many years after the original Esther and Mordechai established. So there you see very clearly that the halacha sets up a difference between day and night. I'll give you another example. You remember we had a Gemara here, I think it was on Daf Beis Amud Beis, about Isur Malacha on Erev Pesach, and about Tainis, and about when you start a fast day. So the Gemara was vacillating back and forth. Do you start with Amud HaShachar? Do you start with Hanetz HaChama? But nobody wanted to go back to the night before. In other words, there are certain halachas that are chal on the day, and if I tell you that within that day, you know, there are segments and we break up the day into parts, it has nothing to do with the night before. So if somebody decides he wants to fast the night before, would you give him a yashikoya for that? I don't think so. If somebody decides he's going to abstain from halacha on the night of Yudalit, because that's his minhag, I would tell him that's a minhag shtus. That's not a minhag that the halacha recognizes. You can argue whether the minhag of Isur Malacha begins with Amud HaShachar or delay it until Anetz. That's a machlokas tanoim, if you recall. But the night is completely cut off. So just like we, in many halachas of Zmanim, we separate each. I once heard a shiur from my Rebbe, by the way, on Yom Kippur, with regard to Yom Kippur. It wasn't on Yom Kippur. And he wanted to split between the night of Yom Kippur and the day of Yom Kippur. I'll never forget, that's how he interpreted a piyut that we say in Slichas on the night of Yom Kippur. Yala tachnuneni me'erev the something Baboker, I don't remember the Nusach, if we have Valtfila here. Something Baboker. In other words, he wanted to claim that there are two entities in Yom Kippur. There's the night of Yom Kippur, and there's the day of Yom Kippur. And when the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur, that attaches to the night that comes afterward. In any event, if it's during the day, the Gemara is saying then the earliest time would be daybreak. But if you want to start with your bedikas chametz the night before, don't call that zrizim achila mitzvahs. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. That's the Gemara's argument. Okay, two possibilities. Now the Gemara says, I'm going to prove to you that the earliest time for Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvahs in a daytime mitzvah is only daybreak. How do I know this? So let's go to the paradigmic case of Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvahs. Tichsiv Ubayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Arloso. So we have a mitzvah of Mila on the eighth day of the babies, after the baby's born, v'sanyu and have a brisa, kol hayom kulo kosher l'mila. That's as long as you do the mila before shkia, your yotze. Ella, but however, zrizim akdimim l'mitzvahs. Oh, so zrizim akdim l'mitzvahs. How early is early? You know, you want to be a zariz. Shenemar v'yashkeim avram baboker. So in other words, the mitzvah of Mila begins with Boker. You know, it's Avraham Avinu got up early. Now here I will say this pasuk, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, if you take a look for a second in what's called the Torah Or, you have such a thing called the Torah Or in your Gemaras? You know, that's where he quotes all the psukim. In my Gemaras, on the right side. Hello, anybody home? Yes, no, maybe? You have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Michael, you have it there, the Torah? Okay. So if you take a look in the Torah Or, he tells you, where is this pasuk, Vayashkem Avram Baboker? I was hoping it would be in the parasha of Mila. But he says it's the parasha of the Akedah. And I'll tell you, I think, why this is very, how should I say, appropriate, why this sort of calms me down a little, because I had a kasha here, which I think was based on a mistaken assumption that this pasuk is in Mila, but this pasuk, he says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Vayachvoshes Chamoro, Vayikach Eshneini Orv Ito, Es Yitzchak Bino, Vayivaka Atzei Ola, Vayokah Vayelech El HaMakom Asher Amalo Elokim. So Avram wakes up early in the morning, he saddles his donkey, he takes Eliezer, Yishmael, and he takes Yitzchak and he cuts down some wood for the Ola, and he's on his merry way. Where is he going to? He may not know where he's going to. That's called Hamakom Asher Amalo Elokim, but he's on his way, he's on the journey. So I thought that if the Brisa is talking about, what's the subject of this Brisa that we're studying now? Mila, yeah. And it says Kol Yom Kosher LeMila El Shezrizim Akdim LeMitzvah Shenemhar. I was thinking that maybe the Bryce is going to invoke a pasuk that addresses Mila to tell me that we should start to do the Mila as early as possible during the day. But I'll tell you the honest truth, I think that's totally wrong. And if you want to fight me on this, you can fight me on this. But I'll tell you why I think it's totally wrong to assume that this Bryce is quoting the mitzvah of Mila, because Zeriza Makdim LeMitzvahs in the case of Mila could only be from the daytime. If you would, you know, Mol Balayla Lo Yotzi Dechovasa. In fact, if let's say for some reason they went in and they did the Mila at night, or they did some surgical procedure at night, they would have to do what's called Hatofas Dambris by day. They'd have to repeat the Mila. Again, we don't repeat a Mila, but we do something called Hatofas Dambris. So there is no possibility under the sun that you could start. Oh, sun, right? Yeah, okay. That you could start the Mila by night. There's not a Havavina. Mila by night is worth nothing. It's only counter. It's destructive and not constructive. So what are you telling me? There's no reason Makdil Mitzvah at night, Haraya, because Mila begins during the day. I mean, Mila is a Mitzvah Yom. There's no possibility of doing Mila at night. Oh, but the answer is, the Gemara is quoting Avram in the Akedah. Now let's ask the following question. Avram gets the mandate of the Akedah, let's say, well, just for argument's sake, we'll say on Yom Rishon, right? When does he start his process of Vayachrosh Eschamoro, etc., etc.?
Yom Sheni in the book.
Exactly, on Yom Sheni. That he could have started on Yom Rishon. And that he could have done even on early Yom Sheni, meaning the night following Yom Rishon. Why did Avraham Avinu wait until daybreak to begin the preparation, the process of going out to the Akedah? And the answer is because if you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs, you begin with daybreak. Now Tosus is very unhappy about this. Take a look at Tosus Divya Maskel Shenemar Fiyim Tomar Hechi Muchach Mehai Kra Dizrizim Makdim LeMitzvah Ein Makdimim Tfei Mitzafra. By the way, look at that language in Tosus Ein Makdimim Tfei Mitzafra. You know that. It sounds to me that he's not learning the first pshat that I gave you before, that with Allah would be satisfied if he started in the morning. He's saying, Ein makdimim tvei mitzav. It sounds like he's going very far out on a limb here. That if you want to start earlier than daybreak, forget it, man. That's not even mitzurf. That's not even connected to your mitzvah. Oh, Satosa says, I'll tell you why Avraham Avinu waited till the, if everybody look at me so I know that you haven't seen Tosis's next line, because I'm just testing you. If you don't mind playing that game with me, that's up to you. But Tosis is going to say, wait a minute, you're going to tell me that the reason why Avraham Avinu didn't start the process of setting out on his journey at night, he waited till the morning. That's to teach us halacha that Zriz Makdim Mitzvah only begins with the morning. The Ein Makdimim Yosef Mitzafra says, Tosa, I'm going to give you another reason, a different reason why Avraham Avinu waited till the morning. And what's that? We don't go out at night. We don't go out at night. How does Tosus know we don't go out at night? Says Tosvus, for the perek in Anoshe. So Michael, you get to it in about 3 months. Yolif, Rabbi Avo, Mehai Kro. Rabbi Avo derives from this pasuk that Avraham Avinu, Vayash came out from Baboker, he waited till morning. What does that prove? The Talmud Chacham lo yetze yechidi balayla. That a Talmud Chacham should not go out alone at night.
What about anybody else?
Oh, so why a Talmud Chacham? So again, you're not going to be happy, Michael, with the answer, but a lot of the Mefarshim say that there's something called mazikim. I can't tell you what they look like. I never saw them with my eyes. There's a whole sugya in Brachas about how to get rid of mazikim. I wouldn't mess around with it, but it's a whole daf gemara there. But the mazikim have a special pleasure at attacking Talmidei Chacham. They get energized by swallowing up Talmidei Chacham. That's what they love. But in any event, the Gemara derives the conclusion. Rabbi Avo derives the conclusion in Chulin that Talmid Chacham al yetzei yechidi balayla. I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Avo, because Avraham Avinu didn't go out at night; he waited till the morning. Fectosis, the Gemara says that we're going to derive from the fact that Avraham Avinu waited till the morning. That Zrizim Akdila Mitzvah only begins when? With daybreak. And you can't begin, what's the language of Tosik, Ein Makdim Tvei Mitzafra? What do you mean Ein Makdim Tvei Mitzafra? I'll tell you why he waited till the morning. He waited till the morning because Talmud Chacham Al Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. In other words, Tosis now posits a stira lechora between two sugyas. The Gemara here in Pesachim derives that Ein Makdimim Tfei Mitzafra from the fact that Avraham Avinu waited till daybreak. The Gemara in Chulin, Rabbi Avo, derives a whole different conclusion from the fact that he waited till daybreak. Namely, that Talmid Chacham Al Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. We would call it security purposes, right? Security reasons.
Except he wasn't going out alone.
Okay, that's going to come around the bend too. But you have to be patient, Michael. It's going to come, believe it. Yeah?
Where after Yom Kippur you hear knocking and banging for a
sukkah.
Sukkah. Yeah. It's always a nice time, so.
Well, you got to know if you're going in groups, or maybe you have the skach already in your backyard and you're just putting up the thing. I don't know. It says al yetsi yechidi. The Chazon Ish claims that in our day this whole halacha doesn't apply anymore because we have lights and we have people and their buses and everything else. You know, I don't know. You know, if you're in a hick town in the middle of the night, there's no one around. You know, so I don't know. Maybe the halakha still applies. But then you have to define yourself as a Talmud Chacham. That's not Pashut either. The Shlomar Tosa says, the hacha muchach mikra da keda shaloya nimnav. Okay, so wait a second. Now, the Gemara in Chulin asks the question, why Avram Avinu waited till daybreak to go out? To go out to what? So that's our mistake. That's what Tosfos Mechadesh in the Teretz. We made a boo-boo. The Gemara Chulin has nothing to do with the Hakedah. We're talking about a whole different episode in the life of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, after the destruction of stone, wants to go up to a high point and see the destruction of stone. Why he wants to, that's a different issue. You know, you have to really study that very carefully, not for us now. So that's what Tosfos says over there. And that's what Michael was pointing out before, that the Akedah of Avraham Avinu was not alone. The Yeshlomah, the Hocha Muchakra, Mikra the Akedah. Why didn't Avraham Avinu go out for the Akedah at night? Right? Delo Ayanim Avraham Milotzes Yechid. In the case of the Akedah, Avraham Avinu could have been very secure and go out at night. If it was only an issue of Zrizim Akdim Lemitzis, he certainly couldn't have gone out at night. Why? So first answer, we'll get to the second answer about the fact that Avram was accompanied by two Na'arim, but the first answer was, Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizaki. Wow. So this would answer your question from before, maybe about Sukkah. And that is that when you're involved in a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about security issues even at night. So Avram Avinu, in the case of Stone, was not involved in a mitzvah per se. He was curious about Stone. Again, that has to be understood, but not for us now. But in the case of the Akedah, when we was involved in a mitzvah, he has no problem with the principle of Talmud Chacham al Yetzi Yechidivah. It doesn't apply to Avraham Avinu with regard to the Akedah. Number one, why? Because Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizokin. And Avraham is a classical case of Shluchei Mitzvah. He's on his way to the Akedah. So Taka, why didn't he go out at night? The answer is because Zrizus doesn't mean Lahakdim Yoser Mitzafra from earlier than the morning. The Ode, he says, furthermore, Dishnei Ni'arav Hayaimo. Because he was accompanied by his two Na'arim, and therefore he wasn't Yechidi. And if he wasn't Yechidi, he didn't violate the principle of Adis. So ask yourself again why he didn't go out. So two reasons why according to Tosfos, why Avraham Avinu was not inhibited by the principle of Talmid Chameinu Eino Yotzei Yechidi Balayla, either because of Shluchei Mitzvah or because of the two Na'arim. And now we have to come to some other answer to the question why Avraham Avinu postponed his journey until the next morning by Yachvosh Avraham Baboker. And the answer is because Rizim Akdin L'Mitzvah will not allow you to be more of a Zariz than the morning, the early morning. Again, the missing piece of the puzzle here, Rabosai, and I can't fill it in, is that how did Avraham Avinu know that the Tzivui was not on Sunday, but it was on Monday? Do you follow my point? In other words,
why didn't he go straight away?
Right. In other words, somehow, this is the missing piece of the puzzle, which I'm going to try to work on. Again, I need another couple hours on this. This is not simple. But somehow, in the mandate that he got from Almighty, he understood that the mitzvah of going out was tomorrow. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him on one day and said to him, tomorrow? Well, what's the Lashon HaPasuk there? Mitch, you're always good at this, help me out. It doesn't say anything about a day there, does it?
No.
And then it says Vayashkim Avraham Baboker. Is that there's one pasuk in between? No, isn't? You have it there, Osha. Anyway, so let's assume, you know, that Kach means tomorrow. Kach. I don't know. Again, that
doesn't mean.
I don't know. Again, Michael, that you got to give me a little time on this. See, this work is this require a lot of work. How did Avraham Avinu know Kach means tomorrow? meaning that the Zman HaMitzvah, the Zman HaChiv is tomorrow, and therefore the Gemara wants to know when was and how was Avraham Avinu Mekayim Zrizah Makdim LeMitzvah. And the answer is that the earliest time he could have headed out on the trip would be with daybreak the next morning. He couldn't have gone out the night before. Why? Because Ein Makdimim Yosef Mitzafra. But again, if the word Kach means immediately, then the whole sugya falls apart. Because why wouldn't he have gone out at night? And you can't tell me because Talmud Chacham, etc., because we have two reasons why that doesn't apply. So again, we're going to make the following two assumptions.
Why don't we say that? Why don't we say then that the Vayashkem Avraham the Bokeh refers to the third time, which is when he went out with his Sodom? Why don't you say it's that episode?
Well, because the Pasuk. What do you mean that? No, in the case of stone, then it's al Talmud Chacham al Yetzi Yechidi Balayl. So that's not going to teach us anything about Zrizim Makdil and Mitzvahs. So if we're learning something about Zrizim, it's got to be Avraham on the way to a mitzvah. So that's only the Yashkem Avraham Mavoka in the parasha of Akedah.
He could have gone at night.
And Lachor, he could have gone at night. Right. So you're asking, I think it's an excellent question. I can't answer this question. Maybe Kach means now. You know, you get your saddle ready, you get your donkey ready, and get on the way. But no, the answer is that tomorrow, Kach. You know, you have to know exactly. Again, I have to research this, but I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed up with this tzivui late in the day, so it would have to be the Kach meant the next day. Okay, but I have to research that. Let's not lose the forest for the trees. The main thing is that tomorrow is the day to go out on the Akedah. And Avraham Avinu could have started the night before. He had no problem of Talmidei Chacham al Yetzi Yechidi. He should have gone out before. No, the Torah says Vayashkim Avraham Baboker, and this is going to teach us a principle in Hilchos, in Hilchos Rizim, that Ein Makdimim Tfei Mitzafra. And therefore there's no justification for Bedikas Chometz to start the night before. Correct? Let's just finish up the Tosis. And Tosis says, but the Gemara in Chulin is building himself on a different Vayashkim Avraham Baboker. Right? Vayashkim Avraham Baboker Dichsiv Gabi Stone. Okay, on the side here he tells you, Bracious Yutes Pasuk Chav Zayin. Right? Delohaya Mitzvah. He never got a command from God to go up on the mountain and see what happened to the stone. So we have to know why Avraham Avinu was curious about stone. But v'yichidi hayin, there no one accompanied him. And therefore, he went up in the morning, because when you go in yichidi, you got to worry about the demons and the mazikim that are going to attack you at night because you're a Talmud Chacham. And then Tosus adds another postscript. He says, why didn't he bring anyone with him? In other words, again, Avraham Avinu Lechora, if he wanted to see the destruction of stone, he had two possibilities. He could have gone out the next morning, and if he had a security issue, he could have gone out the night before and bring along his friends, you know, his Yishmael and Eliezer. So Taisa Shalorotsu Sheyiru B'mapolasam Shel Stone. Again, another philosophical concept here, that Avraham Avinu did not want his Na'arim to see the destruction of stone. So we have two questions. Number one, why was Avraham Avinu so curious? What moved him to see stone? And number two, why did he feel that the others should not see Ma'apolosom Shel Stone?
I mean, I don't want to sort of, you know, move this away even further, but how come Yaakov traveled by himself? How did he travel? He was out in the middle of nowhere at night.
Right, I think that was l'shem mitzvah for pachim ketanim. Now you might ask me, what's the gevaldige mitzvah of going back for pachim ketanim? So the Bali Musa, you know, have volumes on this question. I'll give it to you just in a nutshell, but it's doke, and you have to go out and learn this. I mean, I don't know, there's layers and layers. I'm just going to give you like the superficial layer. That in the philosophy of Yadus, everything that was given to us is given to us for a purpose, and we have to exploit that purpose, exploit whatever we have for that purpose. Again, you and I might not know what purpose it is. You know, let's say, you know, my great uncle died and I inherited a Lexus. You know, what do I need a Lexus for? To get from Rabbi Meir Street to Emek Rufayim. But we may not know. And the drama here is that pachim ketanim. My gosh, pachim ketanim. Who needs a pachim ketanim? By the way, you should know that some of the darshanim want to connect the pachim ketanim to Chanukah. Yeah, I think the Rav once even said something about it.
That's the same pachim. But
the general approach of the Bali Musar is that the pachim ketanim, dafka because they were so apparently, or superficially, it was so insignificant. Why is Yaakov Avinu going out in the middle of the night and he's crossing the Yabok and he's going to be attacked by the Sar Shalais? I mean, all for Pachim Ketanim, like, give it a break. You know what I mean? We have, Pachim Ketanim. You know, today in our world, we are so affluent that there are people who, instead of kashering their dishes, they'll buy a new set of dishes. They'll throw out the Pachim Ketanim. They don't want to go through the whole hassle of... Have you ever heard such a thing? That's how affluent we've become. But in those days, you know, when Yaakov Avinu had already been bereft of a lot of his possessions, so he went back for Pachim Ketanim. So maybe you could apply the principle of Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizokim. I don't know. So I both said, just before we stop, I always like to, you know, make a summary of where we're up to. What we're up to is Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Do you have that? And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is going to come up with what I call a curveball. You know, from left field, all of a sudden he's going to come with an idea that you and I never thought of, that the effectiveness, is there such a word? Efficacy or whatever the word is. So the efficacy of the bedika at night is superior to that of bedika by day, which is counterintuitive. You and I would have said that the light of day of the sun is much more effective, but we don't know about one thing here, and that's called ner. Why is it? You know, we're not learning Chanukah now. Why is the ner specifically required for bedikas chametz? When we answer the question why the halacha requires ner for bedikas chametz, then we're going to see that there's a principle called, which I mentioned many times, Shraga Batira Mai Mahani, that we don't use a candle during the day. So we have a whole logical, how should I say, a chadgadia of premises here. The premise number one is that bedika needs ner. Number two, that ner is meaningless during the day. And therefore, number three, the bedika has to be done at night. There's also another advantage to bedika at night, is that people are around their homes. You know, they're locally, they're homebound at night. You know, they don't go out to work. And it's more effective to get the people together for bedika, each one in his own house at night than during the day. But the Gemara now, with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, is completely rejecting Zrizah Makdim Lemitzvah. So anything that we thought, anything we worked on and crossed our minds with this very long tosis, complicated tosis here, that maybe we can start at nighttime because there's reason Makdim Lemitzvah, forget it. That is overboard. That's history. Because Ein Makdimim Yoser Mitzafra. And there's no way you can justify Bedika at night based on Zrizim. You're going to have to come up with some reason that's built into the nature of Bedika's Chometz and the way the Chazal wanted to be Misakin the Mitzvah. And that's going to be Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok tomorrow. So everyone should have a great day. And a Freilich and Chanukah. You know, it's... It doesn't tell you when.
But it says, so it's mashma from that. You don't have to do it right now. I'm going to tell you. So that's why.
But I'm pretty sure there are medrashim. See if I can find it. That dafka the mitzvah was the next day. Now, what else did we have? What else did we have that was another question that was floating through the air that we didn't answer? Who remembers? What was the other question? Well, we didn't know why Avraham Avinu wanted to go out and see stone.
See stone, yeah.
Yeah, but I think we had another. Didn't we have another question? All right, those are the two questions that we have. But again, Rabosa, I want to just emphasize this for my own self. The reason why the Gemara is not going with Mila here is because there's no possibility that Mila could be at night. So we're really stuck with this Gemara. The Gemara wants to prove Vayashkim Avraham Baboker that he could have started at night, and he didn't because of this halach of Eimak Dimi Yosef Mitzafra. But what was the Havamita that he could start at night? Mila is only during the day, and that pushes us towards another parasha, whether it's the parasha of the Akedah or the parasha of Stone. It couldn't be the passion of Mila. All right. Everyone should have